Was Carstairs on the track of Nicholson as the head of a dope gang, or is your new lady friend the motive for the murder?
It might be both, suggested Bobby. He may know that Carstairs and his wife had an interview, and he may have believed that his wife gave him away somehow.
Now that is a possibility, said Frankie. But the first thing is to make sure about Roger Bassington French. The only thing we've got against him is the photograph business. If he can clear that up satisfactorily...
You're going to tackle him on the subject? Frankie, is that wise? If he is the villain of the piece, as we decided he must be, it means that we're going to show him our hand.
Not quite. Not the way I shall do it. After all, in every other way, he's been perfectly straightforward and above board. We've taken that to be super cunning, but suppose it just happens to be innocence. If he can explain the photograph, and I shall be watching him when he does explain, and if there's the least sign of hesitation of guilt, I shall see it. As I say, if he can explain the photograph, then he may be a very valuable ally.
How do you mean, Frankie?
My dear, your little friend may be an emotional scaremonger who likes to exaggerate, but supposing she isn't, that all she says is gospel truth, that her husband wants to get rid of her and marry Sylvia. Don't you realise that in that case, Henry Bassington French is in mortal danger too? At all costs, we've got to prevent him being sent to the Grange, and at present, Roger Bassington French is on Nicholson's side.
Good for you, Frankie, said Bobby quietly. Go ahead with your plan.
Frankie got up to go, but before departing she paused for a moment. Isn't it odd? She said. We seem somehow to have got in between the covers of a book. We're in the middle of someone else's story. It's a frightfully queer feeling.
I know what you mean, said Bobby. There is something rather uncanny about it. I should call it a play rather than a book. It's as though we'd walked onto the stage in the middle of the second act, and we haven't really got parts in the play at all, but we have to pretend, and what makes it so frightfully hard is that we haven't the faintest idea what the first act was about.
Frankie nodded eagerly. I'm not even so sure it's the second act. I think it's more like the third. Bobby, I'm sure we've got to go back a long way, and we've got to be quick, because I fancy the play is frightfully near the final curtain.
With corpses strewn everywhere, said Bobby, and what brought us into the show was a regular cue, 5 words, quite meaningless as far as we are concerned.
Why didn't they ask Evans? Isn't it odd, Bobby, that though we've found out a good deal and more characters come into the thing, we never get any nearer to the mysterious Evans?
I've got an idea about Evans. I've a feeling that Evans doesn't really matter at all, that although he's been the starting point, as it were, yet in himself he's probably quite inessential. It will be like that story of Wells, where a prince built a marvellous palace or temple round the tomb of his beloved, and when it was finished there was just one little thing that jarred, so he said, take it away, and the thing was actually the tomb itself.
Sometimes, said Frankie, I don't believe there is an Evans.
Saying which, she nodded to Bobby and retraced her steps towards the house.